Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we want to have a little fun here. We do this every year, and the articles are everywhere. We can get Evan Jenkins for this if you like to. Every year, these ballparks, spring training wraps up, and you see all the teams start rolling out all these ridiculous things they're going to serve to you, the people at the park. Well, who's the ultimate bleacher creature? Kenny Cott. Who's the man who has a bidet? Factually, Kenny Cott. We have new ballpark treats, and Kenny ranks it on a scale of 1 to 5 flushes.
Oh, we're bringing back the flush scale. I like that.
It has to be.
Love
David,
it.
David, the music, please. A reminder, these are all debuting at Major League ballparks this year.
What's the highest ranking? How many flushes? 3?
I can't remember. Is flush good or bad? Because generally, you think flush would be bad, right?
I think it's bad. Okay. I think all of this is bad.
Okay. So 5 flushes is bad. 1 flush is the best.
It's good.
All right. Okay. I want to figure out the rules here.
Let's head out to Citi Field, guys.
The 5 flushes. Amen, Evan. Amen.
I wish it would sink into the bay.
Let's get the Mets championship burger. It is made with the Pat LaFleur.
It's actually a paper plate of air. It's the only championship they're going
to
see.
It's not supposed to be ripping the Mets.
I'm sorry.
And it's only $22.99.
Go ahead.
It is made with Pat LaFleur prime dry aged beef.
What is Pat LaFleur, Mike?
It's the biggest meat supplier in the New York City region.
Because anytime, Kenny and I have done these a couple times on Cash the Ticket, and it's always Pat LaFleur's meat.
It's just,
okay. I was just curious.
Is it good? Is it?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5 flushes for you?
No, it's a 1. It's a very high quality, high end.
Or meat?
No, they service some of the best restaurants in the city,
dude. Any of those stadiums will say Pat LaFleur.
Yeah, we didn't know what that was.
Right, so it has dry aged beef.
Thank you.
A Maine lobster salad and a lobster fondue sauce and a charred lemon brioche.
Okay, see, here's the problem. I always think of it like this. I'm not a seafood guy, but something that you want to eat when it's 85 degrees, I'm thinking probably not seafood salad.
Not on top of a burger.
Why would you eat any of this at a baseball game if you plan on watching said baseball game? 5 flushes, not in this lifetime or the next.
I'm thinking if it's just a regular burger, fine. But like, why are you adding seafood and it's hot outside?
They put charred lemons on the damn thing.
Correct.
What?
This is awful.
Correct. I'm going flushes. 4.
4?
4 flushes.
5. If there was more than 5, I'd give it more than 5.
Imagine a 90-degree day, the humidity on Long Island.
Right.
Planes buzzing over your head from LaGuardia. Hey, Kenny, here's some room temperature lobster salad on your
bread. Whoopee cushion drop. That's exactly what that turns
Next.
Into me.
And by the way, $23.99.
Oh, is that actually the price?
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
No, that's what I was saying.
It's probably more expensive at Citi Field.
The plate of air is $22.99.
Let's get over to Dodger Stadium. They are getting rid of the Dodger dog.
What?
And replacing it with the new carne asada torta.
What?
It's a Mexican-style sandwich full of seasoned carne asada and a fluffy bread topped with pinto beans, grilled onions, grilled jalapenos, tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and avocado puree.
You may as well just pack your own wet wipes. I don't even understand.
It's like a sandwich.
How do you get rid of the hot dog at a baseball game for that?
That's what it says. I cannot believe they're really getting rid of the dog. They can't, man.
I vote this four flushes, just only because it doesn't feature lukewarm crustaceans.
I give it five flushes because they replaced the staple of American baseball of hot dogs with this.
I agree.
Five flushes.
My issue is if you're not even in an office, it is a liability to eat such things. The idea of going to a ball game and we're going to rifle meat that's been under a warmer, ample amount of beans. I mean, do your own math. I mean, what are we doing?
Nobody wants to do that at a stadium,
right,
by the way.
Four flushes. The only place worse you could have to take a duty is an airplane. You got to think about these things,
I'd rather
people.
Do it on the airplane than a stadium.
Oh,
honest
no
to
way.
Goodness.
No way.
Okay, maybe you would like this.
There are some clean gas stations.
Most aren't.
Okay, but time out. Does it have a door? Are you folded up like a ball? You can't go. I don't know how anyone
goes
to the
bathroom. I'm talking about the gas station that has like one stall.
Oh. Look, it's not optimal, but anything's better than a plane.
Really?
Dude, no, that's nightmare fuel.
I think it's peaceful.
On an airplane?
Hey, you're by yourself. Who's interrupting?
You are not by yourself. You are in a theater of 200 people.
But there's a door.
Listen, people are waiting for you to come out.
This is nightmare. Like this,
a nightmare fuel.
This is the stuff you wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, like I'd rather vomit all over myself than have to use the plane.
You're Tracy Morgan.
Oh yeah, no. Like, if I could choose, yeah, I'd rather just do that and wheel me out, put me in the Paul Pierce wheelchair. The people that poop on a plane are sociopaths.
All right, does
he's all coming out of his mind though when that's happening.
Does anybody want any food? I mean, we
four flushes.
I did not realize this. Like,
oh no!
Wow.
Oh no! Like, what do you care? Your eyeballs are bouncing off the back of your skull by the time they're taxiing. Hey Rico, how's the flight? God.
Do you want some dessert?
Yeah.
If you do, let's head over to Guaranteed Rate Field and let's get the Celebration Cake Shake. Ooh. They are celebrating 125 years, and you can get the birthday cake ice cream, confetti cake, a pinwheel cookie, and a cherry.
And they'll amputate your foot for you, just for the diabetes that you're going to eventually have.
Here's the thing, though. If you're going to have that, let's hope that the roof is closed, because Guaranteed Rate, that's Phoenix, right?
No, Guaranteed Rate is Chicago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They ought to just serve you cyanide at that point. Yeah. You're there watching the White Sox? Serve melatonin milkshakes, will you? Put people out. I'm going to say
out of my misery.
This is five flushes. I don't like super sugary stuff like that anyways, and that's got stomachache written all over it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm out on that.
Same reasoning, four flushes for me.
See, one flush. I'm drinking that thing, and I wish I had it right now.
I could have called that from the start of this thing.
That sounds like something you get if you're out on a date and you two can just share that.
I ain't sharing that. That's all me.
Other than that, nah.
That thing sounds great. Yeah,
the cup actually has a picture of Wilford Brimley on it.
Diabetes
supplies.
125 years on one side. Brimley on the other side.
Diabetes on the other.
Head over to Houston if you want the Pennant Pickle Dog.
Already
it has Texas chili on a foot-long hot dog, jalapeno slaw, fried pickles chips, dill aioli, and green onions.
Yes, one flush, all in.
Yeah, I'm
all
in.
All of that I like.
Five.
I'll do that one.
God bless.
Dude, fried pickle chips on a dog? Yes, please.
Okay. Fried pickle chips, period.
What is that? I want to try that.
You're eating a hot dog at a ballpark in Houston, okay? Translation, pig lips and ass. Second of all, you're hitting it with chili. Then we're throwing jalapenos in the mix.
No. Jalapeno if it's slaw. In Houston, everything is beef in Texas.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I don't think they know what a pig is
Fine,
in Texas.
Beef nards. Whatever.
It sounds awesome.
It's still a hot dog, though, guys. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Hot dog's a hot dog, man.
I'm out on that. Five flushes.
One.
Rico?
All in.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right, here you go. You said Phoenix. Let's head over to Chase Field, Rico.
Ah, the Corbin Carroll Sunday.
And let's get the Millionaire Steak Sandwich. Brioche hoagie filled with beef tenderloin medallions, black truffle cheese sauce, mushrooms, and garlic aioli.
If I can take the nasty
truffle,
I don't like the flavor of that crap. Everything else sounds delicious, and it's a steak. That does not upset your stomach. I'm in. Okay. I would do this.
Well, if you don't want that, let's try dessert there. Apple pie chimichanga.
No. Yeah. No.
Yes. No.
Frozen yogurt, good. Caramel sauce, whipped cream, Cracker Jacks, and strawberries.
Yes. And they amputate your toes.
I'm good. No strawberries, but I'm good.
I'll take the steak sandwich one flush.
Strawberries? What?
I'll take Rico's strawberries. We're okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Look at David judging you.
I know.
Strawberries? That's the no? No.
Normally, David yells at like non-religious people this way. This is exciting.
What's your beef with strawberries?
Nothing. You don't like them.
All right.
Okay. Subjective.
Okay. Well, then, because you don't like them.
You head over to the menu again then.
Yeah.
Because you don't like them, I'll take you over to T-Mobile Park.
You can't say that.
I'll take you over to T-Mobile Park and give you the Dungeness Crab Pizza.
No.
With warm butter, dill, thyme, and Parmesan.
Wait, what?
It's a pizza.
No.
That's with crab.
It's crab pizza.
No. Oh, my God.
We've had crab pizza before, haven't we?
Once again, at a ballpark.
Right, can you imagine what that smells like in 90-degree heat?
Yeah, 90 degrees. No. It's hot. It's been sitting out.
It's going to smell even worse after.
Evan, you're good. You're in on one?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to say two flushes.
Five flushes. No shot.
That's a five for me.
Yeah.
Sounds and then good. We can close it out with a simple dog from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. They have the warehouse dog. I said simple. No, it's not. It is a foot-long all-beef dog topped with horseradish infused brick sauce, crispy onions, and pit beef queso.
No.
Horseradish is
served
terrible.
On a pretzel bun.
Oh, yes. All in.
Five flushes.
No flush.
You're not going to be watching a game in the bottom of the seventh. You're gonna be bleeping at an MLB stadium with queso.
Yeah,
and the horseradish.
Certain things aren't meant to be mixed together.
Take the horseradish away. I'm at one flush, but I'm at five for that.
Hey, Mike, how about this, David? Real quick, how about a good sausage and pepper sandwich like Mama V's? The roll made the difference. Crusty outside, soft inside.
Yeah, that's normal food.
Five flushes.
No. That's just that won't upset your stomach. It's very nice.
Yeah, in, all
it's
in.
A very nice sandwich.
That's from Big G's ballpark.
It is. Yeah, my dad would also be serving like Gallimard. I mean, come on. You imagine my dad's ballpark? Oh, here you go. I've got provolone white anchovies and crusty bread. Okay, Dad, put it away. Merlot on tap.
All I know is if he walks, hey, I got those sliders you like. In.
Done. Yeah, guys, here's the deal. We've lost our minds. And by the way, all these things are probably $30 a piece.
Right.
At least.
If not more,
Here's the thing. I'm back with Evan. Just give me a Dodger dog.
That's it.
And leave me alone.
Good old Fenway Frank just soaking in that water for 4 hours. And by the way,
Fenway does a great sausage and pepper sandwich.
They do.
Not that anybody cares, but they do.
Okay.
But they're scumbags otherwise, but great sausage and pepper.
But yeah, all that other stuff.
Yeah, find a bathroom near you.
It's hot. Like, all the ice cream melts. The yogurt melts.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
It's hot and I was hungry.
So you're not a sweets guy.
No.
Okay.
Coming to a local bathroom near you.
Yeah,
exactly. That is your ballpark food list.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to deliver a power stat for all Spartan fans, but it's mainly for Rico. He has to decide, like Idris Elba wearing a Viking hat in one of the Marvel movies, whether we get to ride the icicle bridge, whether this stat means something or nothing. Okay. Tournament style, 5 o'clock. David, quick check on the ticket text. We've got a couple of Lions notes for people.
Ed in Dearborn says, if you eat any of that food, you should get a free t-shirt that says, get out of my way, I just had crab pizza.
Honestly, I don't know a scenario where you're watching the game. That is just...
And who buys this stuff?
People
but
are
yes, whenever we do this game, I automatically, okay, in 90-degree weather, in direct sunlight, how is this going to hold up? Crab pizza, not well.
Mike is right. I'd be horrified on a plane. I'd rather jump out the window. Yeah.
Dude, I systematically pre-plan flying so that...
You just don't eat for 2 days?
Doing a duty is not possible. No, it's just, A, day of flight, there is no food. So you already, your system has said, hey, I've done what I need. I know I have to go into a flying coffin for 3, 4, 6 hours. There is no option. That going to the bathroom is a possibility. If you don't put anything in, nothing's coming out. What I never understand, and I know we're doing a topic, but this texter wanted to know, what is it with people, they feel like they're going off to the electric chair? You're flying to Fort Lauderdale. Why do you need 2 bags of food? It's a 3-hour flight. Didn't Jesus go like 3 weeks without food? You can't go 3 hours? 3 hours!
40 days, but you know what, Mike?
Days, right?
I'll allow it.
Then I made my point even more effective.
It wasn't over when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor.
These people get on the airplane like it is their last meal before being put away with lethal injection. What? And then they're sitting there and they're just mowing food. The whole plane stinks. Why? I don't even understand it. What? Why would you do that only to then have to do a duty in this mini micro machines bathroom? It makes no sense.
Unless you time it right that you eat it on the plane.
Oh, come on, dude. Even when the upgrade hits, I turn the meal down. Really? I don't want
You're
none
not
of
eating,
it.
Period.
No.
On the plane. Not even the Biscoff cookies?
No. I'll take one of those. That's not going to cause a duty. No duty. I don't get it. And people are lined up around the block getting bags of food for the airplane. Why? Rico, all the times I've had to fly to New York, it's 1 hour and 6 minutes. Why do you need a bag of food? 1 hour and 6 minutes. Why?
See, but then you have this. This can't be healthy. I flew from Detroit to South Korea, 16 hours, never used the bathroom. Come on. You can't, that's not healthy.
Well, you're gonna have to water the lawn. That's acceptable.
Is it a nonstop flight?
Yeah, I think
South
so.
South Korea?
Yeah, I
it
believe
can
so.
Be. You can find one. Yeah. Someone says
now, at that point, I may be like you and just like, yeah, we're just gonna fast today. 16-hour flight. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm glad I got you on my side of things here. Go ahead.
Bill in Freeport says, I agree. No strawberries. Raspberries are a good swap. And then someone else, Ryan, text, How did everyone but Mike miss Rico's Manoogian comment? Absolutely.
I didn't miss it. I said you can't say that.
No, he said everyone but you.
Oh, well, I don't think...
I didn't miss it. I just didn't want to touch it.
Yeah, you didn't want to validate it. Kenny has no idea what he's talking about.
I just gave him a history lesson behind the glass.
Noted. All right, let's get to the Lions.
So you wouldn't do like Qdoba's on a full-hour flight?
Bro, I see it, and a shiver goes down my spine. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
I was really hungry that day.
Okay, just will you please, Lions, you have something for the people that I don't think they're interested in watching. I'd like you to lay this out for them.
Guys, the show quarterbacks is back. Last year, it was wide receivers. You had Amon-Ra. This year, quarterbacks is back. Mike, your guy, Ned Flanders, is one of the three quarterbacks.
Oh, Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is back.
Oh, good. I lost a home playoff game to Danny Dimes. Here's me reading a Bible story to my kid.
Joe Burrow and Jared Goff.
Nope. No, thank you.
Jared Goff is going to be on quarterbacks, which means, kind of like with Amon-Ra, Lions fans, you get to relive your entire season.
Nope. I am different. Last season doesn't exist. I would treat it, you and I had this conversation. If I'm a Lions fan, that playoff game is the 2011 Big Ten Championship, Michigan State, Wisconsin. I've never gone back and watched that. I'll never watch anything do it last year if I'm a Lions fan.
See, if I'm a Lions fan, I would watch it up until the Minnesota game. And then I'm turning it off. I don't need to see the final game. Just like for that Big Ten Championship game, I'll watch it all the way up until the fourth down play. And then I'm done. TV's not working. I'm turning it off.
I'm different.
But for Lions fans, are you excited about this? Jared Goff, you're going to be hearing all the chanting of Jared Goff, Jared Goff. And you get to relive the entire 2024 season.
Are you like me? That is dead and gone. Nona is gone. I would want nothing to do with last season if I'm a Lions fan. It's over. I'm never looking back at it. It was a complete waste of my time. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I've burned the tapes. I don't want any part of that season. I don't want to relive it. I don't want to re-adjudicate it.
I don't even want Jared Goff chance anymore.
I don't want Jared Goff
Can
chance.
Can it come up with something new? Why? Because it reminds me of last year.
Exactly. And you know what's going to happen because of that? We're eventually going to have a topic that spawns from that show, and we're going to have to re-adjudicate things about last season. I don't want anything to do with it. Burn the tapes.
I'd love to know. Our Lion fans, are you going to dial in for this? Look, for a long time, we wished our players were on shows like this. But this is one particular one I don't think I'd watch.
Because they're going to show highlights of all the season. And up until the Commanders game, 15-2. Life was great. Just, you know what? Probably wouldn't watch that Buffalo game again. Even if you watched the Texas game and it was his worst game ever against Houston, they still won. So you'd be like, okay, I know the ending of this movie. But in the end, you're going to see that final game, just like you saw the ball bouncing off of Vildor's face mask, and you saw everything that happened in San Francisco at the end of the Amon-Ra wide receivers.
No player has caught more strays than Vildor. The guy is a backup. And even if the ball doesn't bounce off his face, there was a penalty on the play. I'm just saying, the poor guy. Jesus.
But every low light that happened in the Commanders game,
yes,
you're going to see.
Yes.
So 248-539-9797.
Yeah, if anything, I want less of the Lions. They're out there too much. Too much talk, not enough walk.
Correct, because to me, it's even more than just seeing that game again. It's everything leading up to it. At some point, on quarterback, you'll probably hear a Dan Campbell speech about season goals, all of this stuff, what they want to accomplish, and in the back of your mind, and go back to it and say, well, we didn't do it, so why?
Remember the quote, like, yeah, we're preparing ourselves for 20 games this year? No, just 18.
Look, the whole point is you know how it ends. I won't watch that. Now, Kenny's right. There might be something that happens on that show, and it'll require us to do a topic. That's fine. I'm not watching that. I can't speak for Lions fans, but I want nothing to do with Lester. It's over. It's dead. It's gone. It meant nothing. You won as many playoff games as the New York Giants. You're here. Wow. Meant nothing. Now, if you want to sell me, well, it was lots of great memory. Cool. How did it end? Chair to the spine.
Because you know how it ends, and that's just it. Like, you're going to – it's the catch-22 because you're going to relive the best Lions season ever, regular season. I don't think it'll ever get duplicated that you went 15-2. Think about that, Kenny. That doesn't entice you?
No, that makes me upset. I don't want to hear that at all. I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to rethink about it. I don't want to relive it. That sounds awful.
But I mean, think
just
about
hearing the, you say 15 and 2 makes me angry.
The undressing of the Cowboys?
Great. What did it get you? Nothing. I don't want to hear it.
248-539-9797. Are you like Kenny and you're like Mike and you're just going to pass on this Lions fans? Or are you excited? Because the preview came out today and there's Joe Burrow.
I know.
There's your boy Kirk Cousins, Ned Flanders, and Jared Goff.
Part of me gets upset because it'll be filled with hubris, arrogance, bravado, and I know how it ended. It would only upset me to watch it. They were hyper-confident. They had the countdown clock in the facility. It was all about the Super Bowl. I'll end up being twice as angry if I watch that. I know it's weird, but I'm out. Okay. But if people are in, why? Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Red Wings, we opened the show with it. Not only Kenny with a major announcement, but also the way I watch the game versus the way you guys do. And it was a good conversation. Hockey Elite always delivers. We got into the tournament at 3. We're going to do it again at 5 because I've got a power stat from Evan Jenkins that it's for Rico. And Rico gets to determine whether it's something or nothing. Got the Jared Goff starring in quarterback, whether you're going to watch that or not. The other thing, I think the Lions made a great proposal at the NFL Rules Summit, if you will. And it's simple. Seed the playoffs based on record, not based on who wins their division. Meaning, last year, you and the Vikings, it was ridiculous, even though Ginger Pumpkin Idiot, it was ridiculous for a 14-3 team to be the 5 seed. Totally ridiculous. The Lions' proposal to the league is simple. If you're 15-2 and 14-3, you're the 1 and the 2 seed. Who cares that the Vikings didn't win the division? You should be the 2. And I think there's merit to it. We've talked about this for a long time. I disagree with the way the NBA does things. I don't think the NBA should even have conferences. Just take the top 16 teams based on record and let's go play ball. Why? May I enter into evidence the Eastern Conference? Mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, Miami might make the playoffs. You're playing them tonight, right? Losers of 9 out of 10, and Andrew Wiggins isn't playing tonight. I have no reason to watch that game. And Miami should not be in the playoffs. The Chicago Bulls are 12 games under 500. They're the last team in the East. They're getting in. If you go 1 through 16, regardless of conference, these teams are not in. Football, it's the same thing. Why would a 9-8 division winner have a better seeding than an 11-6 non-division winner? I think the Lions made a good proposal. Will it get approved?
No, because people are going to value and say, well, you won your conference. You won your division.
But who remembers that? Being serious with you. Who remembers winning a division? Right. I can't tell you when the Giants have won their division. I can just tell you when they've won the Super Bowl.
And that's just it. If you've never won a Super Bowl, you like divisions. It's why you look and see Lions division banners hanging at Ford Field.
Because well, that's probably because it took 30 years for them to win one.
No, but David, I'm saying it means – because here's the flip side to that. It sounds great until all of a sudden, let's just say Detroit goes 10-7 and they win a division, but some other team bumps them out of the number 2 spot or 3 spot because, well, they had a better record than you. I understand. If you don't value the division at all, I'm for this, but doing this as just being reactionary, be careful what you wish for.
Ticket Text here says, I enjoyed the season, but obviously hated the playoffs. I'm afraid 23-24 was our year. No big expectations this year. It's over. Window closed, but I'm not rewatching the QB show because I don't want to do that. I'm with Mike completely. All I want to see the Lions is free agency moves. The draft, week 1 of 2025, last year is over. Watching the QB show is like watching the dash cam footage of your dog getting hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
No thank you on that.
Good God.
Very graphic.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Mike, Rico, I've moved on from last year, but it was a historic season, so yes, I will watch. But no way I'm watching the Commanders game. Love the show, guys. Still do a paper ballot. Bracket, rather, at work.
And
see, LOL.
I think a lot of people will opt out, just like for me. It's that Big Ten championship game. Oh, here's the – I don't know what happened after that. That game just – yeah.
By the way, this Hard Knocks thing, you know the reason the NFL is going to struggle to ever get a team on there again? My team.
Your Giants, yeah.
Because I told you all last year, I go, my God, the Giants look like a complete clown show. Well, come to find out, other teams saw this and are like, oh, dear Jesus. That's why they had to go to Belichick in North Carolina. No one wants to ever look like Joe Shane and the Giants again.
Maybe you're just not that honest. Maybe there's, it's called coach speak for a reason. Let's just stick to the script and yeah.
I'll never be able to respect John Mara again.
Oh, geez, I'm not going to sleep too well if Saquon goes to the Eagles and he's in his stupid little vest. You're inside.
Who thought that that entire scene was a good idea? Because they have to have some say-so on you know.
I don't think you do.
We're going to go ahead and cut that out.
You don't, and that's the problem.
You're
that's
an owner.
No one wants to do it anymore.
David, you're an owner. You call
you
up Raj.
No say-so.
You call up Raj. Raj, I made a mistake, okay? Gotcha.
I'm with Rico.
Or what you can do now, I get it. And I do. I get it on surface. But now what you could do now is just say no. That's how you take control.
And that's what's going to happen. Hard Knocks will be college teams from here on out.
Except Bill Belichick, because they have a beef against him.
Yeah, that was weird. Not anybody else. Not any of the 32. But not you either. Go out on the beach with your girlfriend.
Okay.
Do yoga.
We'll go to Shannon, 97.1. Shannon, how you doing?
Guys.
Yes.
I watched the receiver show. Yes, there is football. There is highlights. But it's only 20% of the content is the actual game. The other 80% is about the players' lives and their families and things they go through on a week-to-week basis. Okay. And then, oh, by the way, there's this game on Sunday. So I enjoy it because I like to, you know, follow Devontae Adams going to daycare and all that crap, right? But, yeah, but you're making way too much about it. Not even 20% of it is actually about the game, and they don't even show all the games. They might just show 4 or 5 games per person.
They show enough. Well, listen, here's the other thing.
Making way too much out of it.
Yeah, and Shannon, listen, and I respect that you enjoy that stuff. I'm going to be upfront with you. I don't give a damn about what these players are doing. Okay, you know what? Whatever problems Jared Goff has, they're pretty easily fixed by about $50 million a year. I don't care. I don't. So that's not for me, and you just said it. Well, a quarter of the show, a third of the show is still football. I don't want to see nothing about last year. I don't. Now, if I'm a Lions fan, I want nothing to do with that. And again, why? I'm not one of these people. I don't need to know about these players. You mentioned the Tracy Morgan thing. We were talking about it before. I don't need to know. I don't think Tracy Morgan should have to explain what happened. The man had a medical emergency at a game. You know what I don't need? Cell phone videos of it. And then the guy in a hospital bed feeling like he needs to tell you what's going on. It's private.
Right, because right now, he's drugged out. He's on this. Guys, I just had some food poisoning. And right, you shouldn't have to. But then again, you're right. Maybe somebody go help the poor man instead of, 10,000 cameras all on him.
So, no, I don't need – again, if I were a player, I'd never agree to do this.
But, Mike, I think this is how they're drawing in more fans, because what was the biggest story in the NFL was Taylor Swift. She didn't play a down in the league.
That one – well, hold on. Now you're coming to my side of things with that. That's an industry plant. There is something in a mahogany office where that deal was brokered, and Taylor Swift is bringing a ton of new fans to the NFL.
Right, so I'm sure in this you'll learn – like you found out about, Cousins in that gigantic fire pit that he has in the backyard or his hidden trophy room or whatever he has.
Still empty.
You're going to find out something about Jared Goff and you're going to be like, it's that human story.
But it'll only make me angry. I don't want
to. So if at the end of the Commanders game, he went off and visited an orphanage.
I'd be upset. I'm not the person to, it's not for me. It's for Shannon, our last caller. It's for guys like Shannon who are interested in that. I'd be upset. Nothing in that show is going to make me feel better about it. Nothing.
So he loses the game. Yeah, that's okay. You know what? Let's go visit the kids.
I
saw it on the cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if he checked his traffic cameras, he wouldn't have turned it over 5 times, okay? David, any ticket texts and we'll move on. We got a little March Madness blitz, and then I've got the power stat of the day. It should send a shiver up the collective spine of Spartan Nation. We're going to find out if it means anything at 5 o'clock. Anything, David?
Yeah, the only golf I want to see is him leading the Lions to a playoff victory and to a Super Bowl. I don't want to relive last
year. Right, I don't care about a date night with his wife and lamb chops. I don't care. Throw football. I'm sorry.
Nah, but Mike, it's the human interest story.
I watched one episode of that starting 5, the show everybody on Netflix freaked out about. click. Couldn't take it.
Wait, was it quarterbacks where it was like Brittany and Mahomes at the apple orchard or?
Only saw the preview, knew I'd shoot my TV. Out.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.